Hey, welcome back. This is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. Welcome to the Open Letter Series, Season 2. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the podcast, the Open Letter Series. Obviously, we're going to open another letter, kaya nga siya tinawag na Open Letter Series. Ano ba, Elaine? Alright, so there were three people who sent similar letters connected to this topic. Hence, I believe it is an important topic. But I had a hard time digging deep to be able to answer this, but hopefully I can answer it. So here goes the letter. Dear Elaine, what is your opinion on married couples who do not have kids? What is the main purpose of a woman? Is childbearing the main responsibility of a woman? Why are women who have no kids judged? So, ito yung galing kay letter sender. Okay, so medyo nahirapan ako kasi I myself, I do not have kids. But let me emphasize, there is a difference between I don't want to have kids versus I can't have kids. So, for me, in my opinion, yung akin kasi, I don't want to have kids. Pwede rin nga, I can't have kids. Diba? Kasi, I come from a homosexual relationship. Wow. Homosexual relationship. Walang akong relationship. Single po tayo. Okay, but if you come from a heterosexual relationship or marriage, the pressure is quite different from a homosexual relationship. So, when you come to think of it, there is a negative perception when you look at women who do not have kids. This stigma comes from the society, obviously, and when they see a couple who do not have kids, it's quite a stereotype or they are viewed in a different way. We have to emphasize that women have rights too. Number one, the right to choose not to have a child. And if that is the case, she doesn't want to have a child. But as I mentioned a while ago, what if she wants to have a child but she can't have a child? Then that's a different story. It's such a sad scenario when someone wants to have a child but can't have a child. So how do we break the stereotype or how do we break preconceptions? I think that is a good topic to talk about today. Sad thing about this topic is most of the time it is brought by cultural and societal pressures or connected to our tradition. When you go to older people and you are a couple, people would say, oh, but wala pa kayong anak? Anong ginagawa nyo? Kahit ginagawa nyo naman, no? People would always think na, wala kayong ginagawa to have kids. I heard and I have witnessed a lot of couples who have tried multiple times to have children. My co-worker or co-faculty, they were together with her husband for 15 years. They tried multiple times, tried almost everything. And it was really difficult for them to have kids. But last year, they were blessed with a kid. And these are things that we should look into. Like, bakit kaya? And the pressure from the society would be quite hard. Lalo na pag nakikita kayo, tas laging, ba't wala ka pang anak, etc. Okay, so these are the things na medyo heartbreaking pag nagtatanong yung mga tao na, bakit wala ka pang anak and many more. Also, there is a stereotype when people without children are seen without children. Obviously, people would think that you are selfish, self-centered, and of course, greedy. Well, in fact, hindi. Hindi lang nila alam na sobrang nag-try ka to have children. But this is the perception that the society would be giving this couple. We also need to go back. There is also a need to go back to the definition of a woman. I believe that a woman is more than childbearing. I made an episode, Essence of a Woman, and I did emphasize on this. A woman is more than childbearing. A woman can be anything that she wants to be. And being a woman is not conclusive to childbearing. Not having a kid can be caused by infertility or choice. We can decide to live life without kids, and it's okay. So one thing I can advise is to look into the advantages rather than the disadvantages of not having kids. So sometimes we look into the disadvantage na, oh, wala kaming anak, we might grow old without kids and many more. These are a few disadvantages, but we have to magnify on the good points rather than the bad points, especially if it is, I can't have kids, rather than I don't want to have kids, because there are couples who can't have kids and it's heartbreaking. So we have to look into the brighter side of these aspects. Why can't they have kids? And probably they have tried all ways, and they have visited many doctors already. So what is the best thing to do is to look at the bright side. So when you do not have kids, what would be the advantages? More available time, right? Money and, of course, resources. I was able to listen to a talk before, and the speaker said, women who do not have kids should be rewarded or awarded. So bakit? Why should women who do not have kids should be awarded or rewarded? It's because they are not adding to the extra population of the world. Yun yung reason daw. We are already populated, and adding more kids would make the world overpopulated. So I don't know how you would view this statement. When humans are endangered, then people should say, go on, make more children. But obviously, humans are not endangered. So there is also a good side to not having children. And as I've mentioned, it would be good to magnify on the good side rather than the bad side. There were also talks that I have witnessed wherein you can actually age without children. There are people, although it's a little bit lonely, but come to think of it, it's possible. So we can age or grow old without children. As I mentioned, this is a difficult topic for me because I myself, I do not have kids. But as I mentioned, mine is because of choice. So what would be now my side notes? My side notes is try to break the norm. The idea that a woman can have a child-free existence is still considered a taboo. So having no children is still considered a taboo, but you can actually break it. How and why? The question at hand is, who made these norms? Who made these traditions? The society. Therefore, who can break it? The society also. I'm not telling you, dear letter sender, to fight the society. But eventually, years from now, it can be a normal thing already. Remember that normal is changing. Kaya nga tayo tinawag na new normal ngayon sa 2021. Kasi what may be abnormal way back then can be normal in the future. Normality is changing, as I've mentioned, and it's a good thing. Change is good sometimes, and also bad. But most of the time, it's good. I think another side note that I would like to emphasize is that we need to redefine a few terms in our society. Not only redefine, but try to reconstruct, unpack. We need to redefine terms such as family, happiness, loneliness, alone, partnership, marriage. But most of all, I think we need to redefine the words norms, womanhood, and most of all, motherhood.